need that?
No, I don't. Well, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this worship time this morning. Isn't the presence of God just absolutely incredible? There is no place on the planet, whether you're in Newfoundland or Alberta, there's no place on the planet like the presence of God. The same God that reigns on the islands, the same God that reigns in the prairies in Alberta, wherever you are. It's awesome to get together with God's people and enjoy the sweet, sweet presence of God. And Aaron, I just want to commend you, man. Beautiful job, beautiful courses. And it's through you this morning that I've got confirmation of the word of God that the Lord has laid on my heart. And I had message prepared to share with you. And actually, I woke up Friday morning and I was preaching when I woke up, but it wasn't the message that I had prepared. And yesterday morning again, I woke up and I was preaching the same message. And I believe the Lord's gotten through to me, and I've laid aside the message that I was going to preach, and I want to share with you the message the Lord has laid on my heart. Great to be with you. I'm discovering your beautiful province of Alberta. My hobby is photography, and I carry my camera almost as faithful as I carry my Bible. There's always something to photograph, and your beautiful province is just amazing. I was contacted by someone recently from Newfoundland this morning, as a matter of fact, that recent, and said, Pastor, you're up there taking pictures of fields instead of pictures of bays. And that is absolutely true, and it's absolutely wonderful, wonderful to be with you, to spend some time with my brother and his wife, Joan, and to discover our amazing country. Aren't you glad you're born in Canada? What an amazing country to be a part of. And aren't you also glad that the anchor holds? Man, one of my favorite songs, boy. One of my favorite songs. And what a day. What a day to be singing a song like that. The anchor holds, because we all need an anchor. Amen. At one time or another, we need the anchor. Now, I understand from my brother that he has been leading you in preaching with regard to being a fisher of men. And experiencing fishing. I don't know how many of you in Alberta do a lot of fishing, but I love fishing. One of my hobbies. I'm going to stick with that theme for you today and keep the train running on that track. When you're in Chauvin or wherever I am, you've got to talk about trains. Isn't that a beautiful sound in the morning? Yeah, some of you are not sure. Beautiful sound. You're a sick man, boy. I was up 5:30 in the morning walking the tracks with my camera, taking pictures of the trains going by, and just reminded my childhood and the trains in Newfoundland. We don't have any trains in Newfoundland anymore. They've taken up all the tracks, and they're skidoo trails now. And everybody has their side-by-sides and their quads, and they're booting down what used to be train tracks. And I come here, and I hear that clickety-click, 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 and it just brings back wonderful memories. I love the sound. I don't know if I'd love it if I was here for 7 years or more, but it sounded great today. So I'm going to keep the train on that track with regard to fishing. And in Newfoundland, there are many, many fishing rivers in Newfoundland. And many of them are salmon rivers, and I thoroughly enjoy them. And we have the Humber River, we have the Exploits River, and so many, many other varied rivers. And every fisherman has his favorite river. And we can go a little deeper than that. Not only does he have his favorite river, but if he's an experienced fisherman, he has his favorite places on that river where he goes. And I'm going to take you on a bit of a fishing expedition this morning, but we're not going to be fishing for men. We're going to be fishing for truth, fishing for biblical truth. There's 66 rivers in the Word of God. There's the river Genesis, there's the river Exodus, there's the river Matthew, and on and on it goes. But I'm not going to preach from 66 rivers. I'm going to take you to one particular river that's a favorite river of mine. And actually, I'm going to take you, this particular river has six pools in it. And each pool is a verse of Scripture. But I'm only going to take you to one pool on that river. The river that I'm taking you to is the river called Psalm. Psalm 23. Anybody ever heard of Psalm 23? Probably one of the most familiar passages of Scripture in the entire Bible. Even people that don't know the Lord know about Psalm 23 and John 3:16. But in this river of Psalm 23, I'm going to take you to the headwaters of Psalm 23, to the biggest pool that's there. And it's verse number 1. And in Psalm 23 and verse number 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's the only verse that I'm going to share with you. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to cast our line into the water 5 times. And as we cast our line into the water, each time we're going to pull out a truth. I trust will be a blessing to you and an encouragement to you. It certainly has been for me over the years, many, 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 many times. And we cast in, first of all, into this pool, and we take out the big word, the biggest fish. The biggest fish in this river and in this pool is the second word, the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. You notice Lord is spelled with all capital letters. You sang a song earlier this morning that talked about He is Jehovah. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. And this psalmist David is talking about the king figure. The key figure in Psalm 23 is not David. It's not the sheep. But the key figure in Psalm 23 is the Lord, Yahweh. It's the name in the Hebrew, it's Jehovah. And Jehovah, the Lord spelt this way, means the self-existent eternal one. The self-existent eternal one. And that's who the Lord is and was to David. David says, the self-existent eternal one, He is my shepherd. And you and I today, we are dependent. Oh, we are dependent. I saw a picture just a moment ago that you had up there with Jesus with a little lamb in his arms. I thought, how appropriate for the message. Jesus with a little lamb in his arms. And the little sheep were so dependent. Jesus is not dependent. God, our Father, is not dependent on me. And I am totally dependent on Him. He is the self. He was before I was, before you were, before anything else was. He was. He needed no one to sustain Him. But you and I, we can't take our next breath without Jehovah. We can't take our next breath without God. He is the eternal one. And it's a glorious truth for me today to realize that because He's eternal, He will always be there for me. The self-existent one who does not need anybody to depend upon, but He Himself is the one upon whom we all can depend. I can depend upon Him in every circumstance, in every situation. He's Lord. We sing the chorus, He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we cast in and we pull out this big fish from everything else in this psalm flows. We cast our line back in again and we go back to the little word at the beginning, the. One of my favorite subjects in school was English. I loved English, in particular English writing. And this little word, the, this is a definite article. It means it's relating to something very specific, something unique, something special, and it opposes the indefinite article, a. I'm in farming country, I'm in ranching country here. Let's suppose you're going to buy yourself a farm. You go looking for a farm. When you found the farm that you're looking for, the a farm becomes the farm. And you look at it and you say, this is the farm that I want. Maybe you're going to buy a new combine and you're going to be looking at other combines. But when you see the combine that you want, that a combine becomes the combine. That's the one. That's the one I want. And it's definite. It's special. It's unique because now it becomes the combine that you desire, the one that you feel is going to do the job. And David looks at the Lord. And he's not referring to Him as a Lord. He's referring to Him as the Lord. In other words, there is something very special about this one. And God Himself, Jesus Himself, speaks of Himself in the definite tense when He says, I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. We look at life today and we find many people are looking at many other gods. Many other things are more important to them than the Lord Yahweh, than the Lord Jehovah. But to the child of God, there is only one God. There is only one Lord that we depend upon. Our dependency is not upon the Lord of money. We're not built upon the Lord of pleasures. We're not built upon the Lord of anything else. But the Lord God, He is the one on whom we constantly cast our care, because He is the one who cares for us. What a wonderful reality that we have when we recognize that there is the Lord. He said, I am the light of the world. He is the only way to the Father. He said, no one comes unto the Father except by me. The Lord. One. There's only one Jesus. Amen? One Jesus, one Lord. And we are privileged. We are honored to know Him in our life exactly as that. He's the Lord. He's the Master. He's the Ruler. He's the Sovereign. And we go on and we pull our line back out and we cast in again. We make a third cast. And in this cast, we pull out this little word right beside it. Two-letter word, even smaller. The Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd, is what David is saying. Present tense, now. I am so glad that I can testify, after being born again for 61 years, almost 62 years, the Lord became my shepherd way back when I was a little boy in Newfoundland, 7 years of age. So add them up. I'll wait till you get the number. Somebody yell bingo when you get it. Thank you. 68, 69 in January. 61 years The Lord ago, the Lord became my shepherd. He has been my shepherd all through those 60 plus years. And I stand here present today and declare not that the Lord was my shepherd, but that the Lord still is my shepherd. He has never stopped being my shepherd. He will never stop being my shepherd. In the midst of all of the times that I fail God, He has always been faithful. In the midst of all the times that I've been in need, when I've been in times of want, the Lord has been my shepherd. I have great confidence today that the Lord is. The Bible declares from the book of Hebrews that whoever comes to God must believe that He is. And that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? Are you looking to the Lord as your source? Are you looking to the Lord for your strength? Are you looking to the Lord for your supply of wisdom, for your supply of comfort, for your supply of strength? Folks, we can look to no one else other than to the Lord. We can look outside of this, but we'll never find anywhere else what we find in Christ, if you know Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Whatever battles you're going through, however heavy the seas might be, however stormy the waves might be, you and I will never find anyone that we're able to declare the anchor holds. The anchor holds. He's the one that sustains us, folks. In the midst of all of the turmoils of life, and they are out there, He is the one that sustains. He is. I can say that. I said that many, many years ago. I said that many, many times ago. I say that again today. And as Jesus Christ tarries, I will go on saying, He is, He is, He is, and He always will be. He's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I take my line and I cast it again. The Lord is my. I sat here this morning, stood here, and I listened to you worship. I listened to you sing. And I can stand on this platform and without hesitation say, as far as I know, from what I hear, the vast majority of you know the Lord as your shepherd. You can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I am happy to be among a group of people whose shepherd is the Lord. But I am not so spiritual that I can be more happy for you than I'm happy for me. This is a personal thing. My is a personal possessive noun. It has to do with belonging. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. He is mine, mine, blessed be his name. I am possessed of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I have to have my personal testimony. You have your personal testimony. You must make a personal commitment to the shepherd. You must personally belong to him in order to be able to declare that the Lord is my shepherd. Have you made that commitment? Have you given your life to Christ? It sounds like you have. You're worshiping like he has. I'm so glad that the Lord Jesus Christ gives me the privilege. What an honor. I have a personal relationship with God Almighty. Queen Elizabeth hasn't got a clue who Terry Grimes is. God Almighty does. I have a personal, I can't get through to Queen Elizabeth. I can't even get through to Trudeau. If I wanted to. But I can get through to the Almighty. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Come into the presence of God Almighty. He's my Heavenly Father. Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. He says, when you pray, pray our Father. Your pastor was just talking about the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. What a privilege to be a part of the body of Christ. You're my brother and sister because we have the same Father. My Heavenly Father watches over me. Your Heavenly Father is my Heavenly Father. That makes us one. That makes us family. I'm so glad to declare. I'm happy that God is your Father. I'm glad that Jesus is your Savior. But I'm thrilled that he's mine. And I have this glorious, personal, daily relationship with him. The Lord is my. How many casts have we made? Just checking, see if you're with me. Number five. He said he's going to have five casts, so he must be getting close to the end. Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I want to stop at this. I'm going to leave my line in the water for a little while here with this one. Because this is so important for us in this day and age where you and I are living in. This has so much to say to us. We are living in a very troublesome, perplexing world. I didn't have to fly all the way here to tell you that. You already know that, don't you? We're living in a very trying, troublesome, perplexing world. People trying to find answers. People just trying to make ends meet. People trying to keep relationships together. And we are in an explosive world of unprecedented the work of the enemy against the body of Christ. Our enemy is at work constantly, trying to tear down the body and the kingdom of Christ. But when I realize what the psalmist David is saying here, you know, if David had been born in Alberta, he probably would say something like, the Lord is my rancher. I'm not encouraging you to change the word of God, but it brings things into focus when I realize what David is saying here. The Lord is my shepherd. The relation, if Lord, L-O-R-D, speaks of authority and rulership, which it does, then the name shepherd speaks of relationship. Shepherd's relationship. I was preaching in Nipissing in Northern Ontario in a native camp one summer. And I was preaching on this particular passage of Scripture. And I said something about sheep being stinking sheep. And a great big burly guy came up to me after the service. Monster of a guy. Big black beard. And he looked down at me and he said, Pastor? I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm a shepherd. I said, oh? said, my sheep don't stink. Okay, sir. You are the exception. No, I'm not. I stood in fear for a few seconds until I realized it's okay. This guy's got a big smile on his face. And it went over well. We at times, the way that we live, sometimes, can I say across the pulpit, sometimes life just sucks. It just does. Whether you're born again or not born again, sometimes life is just hard. It's difficult. And I'm so glad in the midst of those times that I have a shepherd. Shepherd has three responsibilities in relationship to his sheep. Number one, he feeds them. He feeds them. We as pastors are challenged to feed the flock. Paul charges Timothy with that responsibility. Feed the flock so that when you come here on Sunday morning and your pastor stands with the word, that he has prepared a meal from the word of God. And he stands before you and feeds you the word of God, the food that he gets from the Lord to feed and to nourish your spirit man, your spirit woman, that God has planted in him, and he feeds to you what God has given to him. You alone, when you're in the quiet time of your own devotion with God, and you open the word of God, and you're sitting in the presence of the Lord, and God begins to speak to you through the word. He nurtures you. He feeds you upon the good food of the word of God. Psalmist goes on to say, and I'm not going to go into those other pools, but he says, Lord, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He takes good care of me. And I must say today, and I believe it's your testimony as well, the Lord has fed me well over the years. I have had no complaints. Just recently, I decided that it was time for me when I looked down and I couldn't see my feet. And I couldn't put my socks on without gasping for breath, that it was time for me to recognize I'm too well fed. I got to cut back on some of this stuff. So I did. And I dropped about 25 pounds before I got here. Feels so good. Eating properly, exercising, and then somebody drops by the house and drops off a humongous cherry pie and six humongous, they look like cow patties, they're so big, cinnamon rolls. Oh, I'm looking at this and saying, don't resist. Two cinnamon rolls later, couldn't resist. God feeds us the right food. He nurtures us on those things that are good for our spirits, and we will never find. There's not a restaurant on the planet that serves sweeter food than the food that the shepherd feeds his flock. He leads us into the word. Not only does the shepherd feed the flock, but the shepherd also fences the flock. It's something I noticed in Alberta as I've been driving around. Never seen so many fences in my life. And they go on forever and forever and forever. Can't see the end of them. What are these ranchers doing with all these fences? Well, we drove around one place and there was one cow that was outside of the fence. And there were three vehicles that were gathered around this one cow, trying to get this one cow back into the field that had gotten through the fence. Why are those fences there? They're there to protect the cattle. Don't go out on the road, you dummy. There's traffic out there. You're going to get hit. This is not to spoil your fun, Mr. Bull. This is to protect you. And God fences us. He protects us. The Lord, the power of Almighty God, under the blood of Jesus, safe in the shepherd's fold. Under the blood of Jesus, save while the ages roll. Save though the stars may crumble. Save though the stars grow dim. Under the blood of Jesus, I am secure in him. He's my protector. When the enemy comes in, the Lord raises up a standard against him. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus, walking hand in hand with the Master. He's my protector. God is your protector today. The Lord is your shepherd. Lastly, the shepherd not only feeds the flock, not only fences the flock, but he fleeces the flock. Fleeces the flock. See, God's going to fleece me? Yeah. Well, a shepherd will tell you that a sheep needs shearing. A sheep gathers wool on it, and if that sheep is not sheared, then that coat becomes an enamoring to that sheep. And when the sheep lies down, the coat gets so thick and so heavy that the sheep cannot get up anymore. It rolls on its back and is trapped and can't get up. So the shepherd takes the shears and he makes sure that he takes off the thing that weighs down the sheep, gets rid of the wool. And you and I may have burdens in our lives that cause us to be so weighted. Have you ever felt that you've been down so low that you can't get up? Lord, this burden that I'm carrying is just so heavy. Jesus said, I'm the shepherd. I'm the one that cares for you. I'm the one that calls you to cast your care. Let me take that burden from you. Let me remove that. Now, this is double duty here. For when the shepherd shears the sheep, that wool becomes a prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, a prophet to the shepherd. When Jesus Christ, the shepherd of our soul, when he carries our burden, when he relieves us of our heavy burden, he receives the glory and the honor and the praise. I heard it here this morning. I heard the whispers of praise. I heard the whispers of thanksgiving to the Lord. And you and I have that wonderful privilege when he lifts our burdens, when he walks with us and talks with us and tells us that we are his own. He is the shepherd who loves the sheep. When the sheep goes astray, he doesn't go and beat them and push them and kick them back home again. The Bible tells us he takes the sheep upon his shoulders and he carries them. When you can't carry your burden anymore, the shepherd carries you. We just put the poem up in the foyer of our church, Footprints. And the shepherd delights to carry you. And carrying you, he carries your burden. And today, that's the shepherd that you and I have. And when I walk away from something like this, I'm reminded that every time I've been in the Word of God, it's been a good day's fishing. I've never come home empty-handed. When I've cast my line into the Word of God and I've received the truths of the Word of God. Let me conclude this morning. How many of you love that word, conclude? Conclude with the words of a song that I just heard recently. Wayne Ralph. Your pastor would know Wayne Ralph. Wayne Ralph sang a song. I've got a CD of his, and it's a beautiful CD. I got it wore out. There's about three spots on it now where the CD goes right in the middle of the songs that I love to hear. And this is one of those songs. And I wrote the words down just this morning because I wanted to remember them. I've been singing them. But it's called Special Grace. How many of you heard that song? A Very Special Grace. What a beautiful song. And the words go like this. A very special grace in times of trouble. A very special grace to see me through. A very special grace for every heartache. Now Jesus wants to give this special grace to you. Whatever you're going through today, remember, the Lord is your shepherd. If you're a child of God, he's your burden bearer. He's your protector, and there's no one like him. He's unique. He's yours. You are his. You have an awesome relationship. Depend, rely, feast upon that relationship, that personal relationship that you have with the shepherd. And he will carry you as long as he needs to carry you, as long as you need to be carried. He will carry you all the way home. If you learn to allow the master, allow the shepherd. He's the master of the wind. I know the maker of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the wind. He can make the sun shine again. And so today, I just want to encourage you with this word Don't ever lose sight, because the rest of that psalm, all the other pools, the other six pools that are there, they are awesome pools to fish in. But when you realize this river, this is an awesome river, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another translation of that, it says, I shall not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack a strong arm to lean on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack nourishment and strength to help me walk from day to day. I'm going to ask us to sing what you've already sung. One of my most favorite choruses. It just whispers the name of Jesus. 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 Holy and anointed one. Don't you just love the reality of that? His name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. And in this dark day, in these perplexing times, in these last days prior to the coming of Jesus, when the world around us is going in so many different directions, we have this wonderful foundation. We have this wonderful anchor. We have this awesome, awesome river to fish in. 66 rivers. You will never live long enough to exhaust the rivers of the Word of God. May God strengthen you in those.